Thank you, Mr. Chair, for your substantive explanation and provisions on right to natural resource on the draft declaration. I'm Jagat Basnet, representing Nepali CSO Community Self-Reliance Center from Nepal. Mr. Chair, most of the policies and program on natural resource are formulated or amended on the direct or indirect influence of multinational companies, national companies, and elites of representative of the country. As a result, gradually, local communities, peasants, and other people are working in rural areas are deprived from the benefits from the natural resource. In this context, state should ensure the inclusive, transparent, and participatory process to formulate or amend the natural resource policy and program with the active participation of local communities and peasants. Mr. Chair, still large number of women peasants are deprived from the collective or individual rights on natural resource, especially land, water, and forest, including land ownership, joint land leasing, common property resource due to the powerlessness. So state should ensure women's access and control on the natural resource. My last point is, at the para, no voluntary or forced displacement in the name of development, national park, national forest, and special economic zone and commercialization of agriculture. Thank you, Chair.